Hey there, welcome back to day 5 of Improving Focus. It's me, Corey Mascara. Did you get a chance to practice a little bit more with yesterday's session? If not, it's okay. I know you're a busy person. But that's one practice that I really encourage you to continue trying out. And that's one that I utilized during my time when I was a monk in Burma. You know, we were meditating like 14 to 18 hours every single day. And even with that amount of meditation, I found just focusing on the breath wasn't sufficient to getting the levels of focus that I was looking for. And so I did the counting breaths exercise that we just did, and it really helped me. So that's just my plug to continue working on that one. But today we're going to be doing something different than the practices that we've been doing. And instead, we're going to do a reflection that will really harness the psychology that helps us focus in the first place. And that is getting in touch with why we want to focus on whatever it is we want to focus on. And you might be thinking, well, Corey, I don't really need to know why I'm doing it. I just need to learn how to do it. Well, this is something that really gets overlooked. Because if we don't know why we're trying to focus in the first place, we're not going to have any motivation to utilize the practices that we've been talking about since day one here. So we need to get in touch with that why. To do this, I'm going to walk you through a guided reflection. So let's start by finding a comfortable posture, whether it's sitting, lying down, standing. And let's take one deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Inviting the jaw, the neck, and the shoulders to relax, as well as any other body parts that may be holding tension. And I'd like for you to bring to mind something that is important to you these days, something that you're working on, or something that you feel really requires your full focus and attention. It could be work-related, something in your personal life. Once you have this in mind, reflect on the question, what is it about this that inspires me? And see if you can come up with one or two answers. I'll give you some time to reflect. Good. And now we'll reflect on a different question. How would I benefit if I had more focus to bring to this? And see if you can come up with one or two responses to that. And if there's more, great, go for it. I'll give you some time to reflect on this. Great. And one more reflection. What would happen if I didn't make an effort to be focused with this? See if you can come up with one or two responses. Great job. Now, I really encourage you to take out a piece of paper or your computer and write down the responses you got to this reflection. What inspires you about this thing you're trying to focus on? How could greater focus help you with that? And what would happen if you were not focused? How would it get in the way of what you're trying to move toward? Getting really clear about this will inspire you to initiate the energy that allows you to focus in the first place and sustain that focus, to be keenly aware of when your thoughts try and take you away, and then be disciplined enough to come back to this task, because you know why it's important, because you know why it inspires you, and because you know what would happen if you're not focused in this way. So as you go throughout the rest of your day, and you are trying to focus on something, first get in touch with, why do I want to focus on this in the first place? And see how that influences the experience. All right, we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Until then, take care.